There we go. All right, so the meeting is called to order at, I have 8:09 p.m. Eastern Time. Roll call, Kim Laird is present. Kevin Axel? Matt Hall is absent at this point. Richard Kennison?
Here. Martin Frost.
Kevin Macbeth?
Here.
Aaron Stevens?
Here.
Tom Wall?
Here.
Brandy Axel?
Here.
Martin Frost, Communications
here.
Director? Hi, Martin.
Hi, here.
Is there anyone I missed at this time? If not, we need a motion for the approval of tonight's agenda.
I'll make a motion for the approval of tonight's agenda.
Okay, Aaron's got that. Second, please.
Second. Kevin.
Okay. Is there anything that anyone saw that needs to be added, corrected, before we moved on?
The one addition was me being the World Juggling Day coordinator this year.
Yeah, I wasn't sure whether to put that on or not, but we...
Yeah, let's just go ahead and throw it in there. The worst that will happen is, I don't know, we'll figure something else out, but I'm 98% confident that I will do it. So,
okay. Let's
put that in there.
If you need any kind of help.
And I'll support him in his doing so.
Yeah. I do have a formal request for help that I will give later on.
Okay. All righty. Fantastic. I have added that on. Anything else that anyone saw? If not, anyone opposed to tonight's agenda? Any abstentions?
Mm-hmm.
The agenda passes. The approval of the minutes from January 19th, 2011. Someone to make that motion, please.
So moved, Kevin.
And second by?
Second,
please. There you go. Aaron? Okay, good. Did anyone ever see any corrections that needed to be made on those minutes at all? If not, we'll go to vote. Anyone opposed to the approval of January 19th minutes? Any abstentions?
I'll abstain. I haven't actually had a chance to look at them.
Okay. Tom abstains. Okay. And that means the minutes are approved for January 19th. The 2011 Fest, like I said, Mike will be here, but he said he would be late. But he sent a pretty comprehensive Fest report. Everything's looking good. I don't think there's a need to read through that. Hopefully you all read through that on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mike also sent the Future Fest information. And there was a spreadsheet attached to that. If you have not had a chance before this meeting to look at that spreadsheet, please do. It has a lot of information on it, which is really exciting. And when Mike comes on, if anyone has any questions for him, by all means, we'll jump back. Okay? That puts us up to financial at this point. Kevin Macbeth, do we have anything on the financial front?
Hello. So we're still have outstanding items on the financial statements for the end of the year. I think bad debt allowance is one of them, and I'm not sure if there are any others, so waiting to hear back from Holly on that one. All of the outstanding donation receipts for 2010 were sent out as of Sunday. They're all cut up there. We also made some adjustments to the festival insurance, because there were several inaccurate things on there, and some of them will affect how much we're paying for our insurance. So we can talk offline a little bit about this. It's similar to the email I sent Kim last year, so I'll send out more information to everyone about that. And I'm also providing we're working together a document, so whoever is my successor as treasurer, can knows how to adjust the insurance each year, because there are things that need to be changed for each festival. So, and the Hartford was very, very professional about all these changes, so I was happy about that.
Are you, Devin, you're saying that the changes in the insurance saved us money?
Actually, they increased the amount we pay.
Ah.
There was something inaccurate about the number of days of the festival, so that needed to be adjusted.
Thank you.
Kevin, did they not change that when I called them last year?
It was not changed. It was still at one day for a festival,
oh,
and it should be seven.
Because I did call them and told them about those changes, and apparently they didn't.
Right, and I think you also had the Sparks High School and another entity added as named insureds, and they didn't have record of that either.
Really?
So I have they're sending. So I made those changes to the policy and took off a lot of the old information that was inaccurate, and then asked them to send me a copy of all of the information so I can review it and make sure it's actually accurate. And the way this is set up is that the new information will actually be effective at the beginning of the next policy term, which is 6/15/2010, or sorry, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when all of these things take effect.
Okay.
And then they are sending out the information to the city of Rochester and the high school we're having juggling at so that they know that we're covered with insurance.
Okay. See, they did that for Sparks High School and for the Sparks places where we were. In fact, we had a certificate of insurance for the Renegade show as well.
Okay.
So that's why I'm surprised to hear that that wasn't on the policy.
Right. So I guess they sent out the certificate of insurance, but they didn't have the change in the named insurance, because when I asked the person at the Hartford to list off who the named insurance were, it didn't list any of them.
Okay.
So I'm definitely going to review this when we get the information and make sure it's accurate.
Right. Thank you.
Because we don't want to go into the insurance with inaccurate insurance, or
festival
with inaccurate insurance.
And, in fact, when I called for the Sparks people to be added, I had told them it was a six-day festival and how many days we were using the joggling track and the Renegade night shows.
Mike Sullivan?
So that's why it just surprises me that, you know, those changes weren't made when they were discussed with them. But things happen.
Yep, so they're accurate now, and
okay.
I went ahead and informed Mike Sullivan of all the changes before I called, so he's in the loop on all this.
Good. Any other questions for Kevin? Hi, Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, if there are no questions on financial front, store, anything there,
yeah.
Kevin?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So for January, we had sold 11 2010 DVDs, one Trailblazers Women Who Juggle, and four Juggle magazines. With each order that's going out, I am including a copy of the 2011 festival brochure that Mike was kind enough to order a huge packet of. I have a 1,000 of these things. It's pretty awesome. And then I also sent out – what was that? Okay, I also sent out raffle packages to Demento, Groundhog Day, and Austin Juggle Fest, and all of those include a stack of festival brochures with them, so we're making sure we're heading up all those festivals. One question I have for all of you guys, and I sent out an email about this but haven't heard back from anyone, is if you're going to international festivals, would you like to have some raffle prizes to take with you? And if so, should I send a box for each festival, or should I just send a big box of a bunch of stuff and you just grab a few things before you go somewhere?
I think we can try to get back to you on that email.
Okay. Sure thing.
The other person who should probably be in on that offer is Niels.
Oh, right,
so
yeah.
Niels being the European rep now.
Good call. I'll email Niels and get in touch with him. And also talk with Matt Hall.
Yep.
Because I'd like to push more on the international front this year, too.
Yes, and Niels actually has some things that he wants to do that we're going to discuss. So
yep.
I think that would fit right in with his plan. Okay, any more on the store? Any questions for Kevin concerning store?
Was that sales for January constitute an increase? Was that a high in sales for us considering the norm?
This is the first time I've actually sat down and compiled numbers for the store. The reporting mechanisms in the store don't do a very good job of breaking it down by month, so it's pretty manual right now. I'm going to see if there's anything that David Landown could add to the store so I can pull up information and actually get that without having to manually compile it.
Okay.
Okay.
So I don't know, but I will definitely keep track in the future.
Great.
Good job, Kevin. Thank you. Mike, we're going to come back to your Future Fest and the 2011 Fest in a minute,
okay.
If that's okay.
Yep.
Anything from the website team? Anything going on with that?
Yes, that's me. I sent out 16 more solicitation letters for people to reply who are interested in helping us with this, Tim. I've gotten 4 answers back. At least 2 of them look real good and that we can afford them, so I'm going to follow up with them and have phone calls with them most likely next week. On top of the 2 that we identified earlier, we now have 4 that are at least worth pursuing to see if we want to take them to the next stage, which is submitting a proposal to us. So we've got some progress there, and I think perhaps by the next conference call, we'll have 2 or more of these guys working on a proposal for us.
Excellent.
Cool.
Okay, as long as you're here, Mike, we might as well. Anything more to say about the 2011 Fest?
My report has all of it, Kim, except I would like to thank everyone in the IJA who has been so helpful and responsive and cooperative, Matt and Martin and Don Lewis and yourself and Richard and everyone who has volunteered. We still have a lot of volunteer positions yet to fill. But it's not a one-man show, and with a lot of people's help and cooperation, everything is coming together very well, and I think we're on track to have another great fest in Rochester.
Well, thank you, Mike. Having someone like you in the driver's seat is a big comfort as well. So you're doing a great job.
Well, thanks. It's easier the second time around, I'll tell you that.
I hope I never know that.
Mm-hmm.
How about Future Fest, Mike?
Future Fest is just going crazy. Literally not a week goes by that I don't get an inquiry from a new city that wants to talk to us. Since the last meeting, I've heard from Albuquerque, Denver, and we've progressed quite a bit on discussions and negotiations with Richmond, Virginia, to the point where late today they have offered to fly me up there next Tuesday to spend 2 days in their city looking at their stuff. Tomorrow morning I leave for Bowling Green, Ohio, by way of Detroit, in the middle of a snowstorm, I guess. And I'm hoping everything is as they tell me it will be. As I gave a brief description in my report, Bowling Green State University looks like an ideal place to have an IJA festival if the IJA wants to return to a college campus setting. I'll have a number of questions for them, but everything looks very affordable so far. We would be using almost exclusively all new facilities being built right now that will be open in the next 18 months and at very, very reasonable prices. The only downside is that Bowling Green, Ohio is kind of hard to get to. It's 2 hours from Detroit by car. and about, I'm sorry, 2 hours from Cleveland and about 90 minutes from Detroit by car. It's easy to drive to, but air connections are going to be a problem. So the city is probably going to offer to help us with charter buses from Detroit Airport. Other than that, I don't expect anything to be a show-stopping veal killer, but we'll see for ourselves tomorrow and Friday when I'm there. I'll take pictures and have a big report on Bowling Green for next month. Likewise, Richmond. Richmond is trying very hard to get our business for 2013. They seem to have everything that we want. They are more or less in the Northeast Corridor. They seem to be very affordable, and they have what looks like tremendous facilities. More importantly, it looks like everything that they're offering us we can afford. So we're going to talk to them and probably go up there next week on their invitation to check all that out. As you look on my spreadsheet, you saw that we have about a dozen other cities that we're in various stages of talking to, and about a half a dozen that we've hung up on because we just knew it wasn't going to work out. So the IJA is very lucky that we have a lot of cities interested in us, and I think, as I keep saying, that we will have probably some pretty good choices to select from by the time it comes to make our decision for 2013.
Awesome. Sounds good, Mike. Does anyone have any questions for Mike on either the 2011 Fest or future festivals?
Mike, can you hear me, Kim? It's
yes.
More really a comment or a suggestion alongside Tom's upcoming YouTube tutorial. I think as the final dates approach, there's going to be a lot of entrants, and that we should make sure to have a good festival plug somehow involved in the YouTube tutorial or connected. I know the videos are separate, but I just thought with all those videos, if we could get some IJA festival exposure on them, it might help a last few months push. Just a thought.
Hey, Kim, can you hear me? This is Richard.
Yeah, Richard,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, Mike, I think the college campus thing really might be a way to address our jugglers who really want that, even if it's a little tricky to get to. I think ultimately it might be something people will respond to. So I think you're doing a great job and you're giving us lots of choices. But that one kind of sings with me with all the people that kind of long for the old days. So
you're right, Richard. And if you looked at the numbers of what the Bowling Green could offer us, let me put it to you this way. For the price of two nights in a hotel in Winston-Salem or Sparks or Rochester, two nights room plus tax, you could afford an entire week of food and lodging at Bowling Green State University.
Well, see, I think that – I'm sorry, Mike, go ahead.
Well, that's the big difference is that lodging and food is a lot cheaper. On the flip side, it would probably cost us $50 a person to provide airport shuttle transportation, but the whole week – would still be a lot cheaper overall. And for those people that want to stay in a hotel, there are six motels right across the street from campus.
No, that's
so.
This could be the.
Yeah.
This could be the. Could really be something we really should consider. Again, that's great. Thanks. I'm going to go back to mute, but thank you so much, Mike.
Sure.
Yeah, I think the discount, the lower price for the hotels, what was it, $34 a night or something, was
yes.
very intriguing for IJ members who are going, because that's a third of what we've been paying, third of what we're paying this year. So
that's right.
A big improvement.
Being a college campus, they have a lot of cheap food outlets on campus and adjacent to campus, and they have a brand new dining hall that will be online next fall, which would be only a year old when we're there. And which would offer us a full meal plan, all you can eat, good quality restaurant style food for $24 a day. So that's very attractive as well.
Yeah. I have one question. This is Tom. I was just wondering how where the nearest airport is to Bowling Green, just how it compares to Winston-Salem. Get an idea. I'm not entirely familiar with
all right. Real quickly, Tom, Toledo is the nearest big airport, and it's 30 minutes away. So it's roughly comparable to the Triad Greensboro Airport was to Winston-Salem, about a half hour away. However, Toledo is not an easy airport to get to nor cheap. So most people would take a direct flight to either Cleveland, which is 2 hours away by car, or Detroit, which is a World Hub airport, as is Cleveland. And Detroit is about 90 minutes away due north on I-75. And as I said, the city is probably going to reach out and help us with subsidized airport shuttle buses to bring people in and send them back out during our festival if we progress along the negotiations here. So I think we would probably be able to offer people like a $25 to $30 round trip airport shuttle bus. And when you consider that their week would be a lot cheaper and flying into Detroit would be a lot cheaper, the whole thing will still wind up being very economical.
Right, cool. Yeah, I'm curious to hear more as the proposal progresses.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be fun for me, too, because I haven't been on a college campus since when? Rapid City, right? Was that the last one we had on a campus? Anybody remember, Martin?
Before my time.
Well, L.A., Rapid City.
Yeah, I was in L.A., but I know we had a college campus in Rapid City, which was 95, I think.
Yeah, and then there was lodging available at UCOM in 2000 in Montreal. It's not a college campus, but it was a school.
Yeah. So it's been a while. It's been over a decade.
It's Bowling Green, Ohio, right?
Mm-hmm. Bowling Green, Ohio. Okay, Kim, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you, Mike. Matt, now that I hear that you're here,
yes.
Do you have a fund committee report for us? I know you had sent the recommendations, but.
Certainly. The fund has submitted its preliminary, or not preliminary, basically most of its proposals to IWE. IWE wrote back and said that he's happy with the proposals, so there's no problem there. We do have about $4,000 we have not spent yet. Part of that is due to the fact that the original $2,000 we budgeted for the parade was too much. It turns out it was going to cost a lot less. And then we originally were looking at hiring Sky King as a DJ, and that is starting to look like it's not going to happen. So given the $1,800 we had budgeted for Sky plus the $2,000 for the festival, we're looking at about $3,800 plus that we still need to decide how to spend. I'm going to try and set up another meeting with the guys in the next week or so, and we'll see. We'll figure out what we're going to do with it.
Cool.
Matt,
you
want to
read us off the current list?
I'm sorry?
Was it sent out the fund is going towards other than unallotted funds?
I don't think everyone got a copy of that. I was
don't sure.
No, I sent it to you and to Ivy. So okay. You guys want to know? I'll read it for you right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. 1 second. Bada bing. All right. Let's go back some more. Where? Okay. Bing. So.
What a showman! I swear, I always just delay.
Keep you waiting, yeah. Sorry, guys.
Dramatic.
Quickly, Matt.
Well, while we're waiting, Matt.
Okay, there.
Just one quick question. With Sky, is it more a problem on her end or is it a problem on ours?
It's not a problem. It's just some of the committee members kind of had a longer thought about it and said maybe we shouldn't do it or maybe philosophically this is the wrong thing to do with the money. So enough of them, you know, originally it was 6-1, but now it's pretty much like 4-3 or 3-3-1. Or so with that kind of vote structure, I'm like, look, you know, let's decide on something we can all agree on. So that's why I said this. In any case, here we go. Are you ready? So,
give it to us.
Here we go. In order from basically from smallest donation to largest donation. So ex-juggling Jack Calvin gets $500 used to pay for awards and things like that, cover some of his out-of-pocket costs that he's been, just been paying out-of-pocket for the last couple of years. He's also thinking about hiring a DJ for just that event for the 3 hours or 2 hours that it takes, and that'll help him defray those costs. Juggling, Len Furman, he gets $750. He's going to use the money to upgrade the awards and possibly rent or purchase a sunshade for competitors and other such things. He's already got 10 million things he wants to do. Then Jim Maxwell, it was budgeted at $1,000 for the fire events, the fire nights, and that money will be used to pay for Rochester Fire Department personnel to be present at all fire shows. From what we found out, this is not a mandated requirement. It's not something that city ordinance requires us to do, but we thought it'd be a smart idea anyway to help with crowd control and just with safety in general. So Jim gets $1,000 there to cover hiring fire department guys. Jet Kelly is looking at $1,400 for IJA collectible yo-yos. The money each festival attendee will receive this little keepsake, which is actually a Dunkin' yo-yo, so it's actually quality, and it'll have the IJA logo on it. Then Downtown Parade was and items 5 and 6 on my list were the Gym, Renegade DJ, Sky King, and the Downtown Parade. About $3,800 was budgeted for those two events, and now it's looking like we're going to have to figure out what to do with that money. $2,000 was budgeted for publicity photos and a gym photographer. This was Mike Sullivan's idea. The money will be used to hire a photographer who will take professional shots of anyone looking to upgrade or start their juggling portfolio career package, as well as taking random gym shots on certain days. And then Jet Kelly is also looking into IJA training cards, similar to what was done at the 2007 festival in Winston-Salem. He's finally nailed down a company that can do it similarly for the same cost, and look like we're going to have a set of superstar trading cards similar to those in 2007 with, in this case, the gala show performers, pictures, and so on and so forth. So he's working on that right now because now he needs to get good images to use on the cards. Dave Pawson is organizing the street busking competition for $2,500. The money will be used as prize money that would go to the winners of the contest, in addition to covering all copying and equipment costs for the event, sound, and so forth.
What about the Jughead factor? The locals are going to kill.
I'm sorry?
Sorry.
Just because they get more votes.
I heard nothing of what was just said.
I'll formulate something when you're done.
Okay. So then Andy Pearson's getting $2,500 for his gauntlet. You've maybe heard whispers about this, rumors.
Cool.
Dark secrets, dark things are afoot. He's building a juggling gauntlet that's going to be set up on site for the entire week for all festival attendees to try out and to enjoy. I myself am looking forward to seeing it. I've seen some of the rough plans he's gotten. Andy now lives out here in San Francisco, and he, Dan Holtzman, and I are going to Vulcan tomorrow night and having dinner, so I think I'm going to plug in for more information. I want to know what the gauntlet's like. I think that's going to be really fun. Then Warren Hammond, last but not least, got $3,500 to set up a lounge. Couches, chairs, TVs, video game systems, ping pong tables, foosball tables. And he's already done a lot of the work on this in terms of who he's going to rent from, how he's going to get it there, how he's going to get it back, pretty much it's all rental. It's reasonably cheap. For things like, for example, the video game systems, you're thinking about having like an Xbox and maybe a Wii there, and he would purchase those and the games and software to go with them. And then at the end, if we wanted to, we could either, of course, store them for future use, or we could have a raffle for them and just add them to the games and have a raffle for it. And, we'd actually make money by it.
That's awesome.
So that everything I just spoke of comes to $19,950, and then of course we got the $3,800 that we need to redistribute. And a couple people on the Fund committee have ideas about how we might do that. One of my ideas is to pay a honorarium/gift fee to the gala show performers. If we split it evenly, they'd come to about $300, $290 per performer. It's certainly nothing huge, but it is a nice little kind of
you know, extra something that they wouldn't expect. I know they're getting expenses and so on and so forth. But if we use that money, the $3,800, to pay each of them and say, hey, here's an extra $300 that we just had in the budget. Thanks again for performing at our festival. And we know that you, most of you are professionals and that you lose money by choosing to perform at our festival. So here's a little something extra just for fun. You know, nothing huge, obviously, but something nice. That's one of my suggestions, and we'll argue about the other suggestions when the Fun Fund meets next week. So there you go.
That sounds awesome, Matt. Let me ask you this. Are you ready for us to approve your recommendations tonight, minus those two?
Yes, it's pretty much set.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely set. In fact, I was going to ask that because I have to duck out early. You know, you got my email. But,
yes.
These are the recommendations. IWE has already signed on,
yep.
And we're good to go. We're ready to start spending money.
Cool.
Okay. Does anyone have questions for Matt at this point?
I do. This is Kevin. I think awesome. It sounds really good. A few questions. One, as far as the remaining money, I think a DJ during the festival, if not all throughout, would absolutely make it for the jugglers involved. I think how much was allocated to street performance prize money?
$2,500 total.
I think that is, even though it's lower, close to comparable to the stage competitions themselves, which are pretty low, but particularly because of the vocal, I think will be, likely present. Not necessarily insurmountable, but it is something to consider. That's just a thought. And lastly, the honorarium to performers, I think, is an investment in the future, but might not go directly or as closely connected to the fun of all the IGA participants, like the bounce house and the lounge and a DJ and all these other things. So those are my thoughts, man. Great work. I love it.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, Matt, this is Richard. Can you hear me?
Yeah, shoot.
I heard most of that. I'm teaching a juggling class right now as we speak. I think you came in after I told everybody that. Was any money allotted to increasing championship prize money at all? I didn't hear that.
No, it was not. And there were several reasons for that. Some people were, at least on the committee, were dead set against it as far as coming out of the fund money. A lot of people seem to think that it should come out of the IJA festival operating budget, that if we're going to be serious about adding money to the competitions, then it should come out of the festival fund, you know, the festival budget. A lot of people – I'm sorry?
No, I can understand that theory. That's a good working theory. My only is the sponsor, the donor, actually, that was one of the suggestions he made out.
Richard, you're dropping out, Richard. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
You're coming out really low. I can't hear you.
All right, great job, man. Bye.
Okay. Any further questions for Matt at this point? If not, with everyone else's permission, can we jump ahead to that motion and then come back to the rest of the report, since Matt will have to leave us for another meeting? Is that anyone opposed to that? Okay, if no one is opposed, it is item number or item letter. Didn't I put it on here?
Yeah, no, G.
Okay, yeah, I did.
Motion G on the revised.
Of the revised.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so item G on the revised agenda. We need someone to make the motion to approve the Fund Committee's recommendations for the 2011 festival.
I'll make that.
Matt Hall, so move. Yeah.
Okay, Matt's got it. Someone to second, please.
I second. This is Tom.
Any further discussion?
I want to say that although someone, was it Kevin, said he would like to see a DJ at the festival, I would like to not have music being played at the festival that makes it impossible to talk to people or makes it necessary to yell to talk to my passing partners to talk about what we're doing. This is one of my main objections to loud music at the festival. I don't even care what kind of music it is. I mean, obviously, I like certain kinds of music better than others. But the music doesn't meet, music needs, if there's music, needs to be not so loud as to interfere with communication between people.
I think that's fair. I think perhaps there could be a limited basis DJ scheduled from, 10 to 1, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. or 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Just a thought. Certainly not something to dominate landscape.
I agree with that. I do think that it would add quite a bit to the event. I was just at the University of Victoria Juggling Festival this past weekend, and they had the DJ, and sometimes it was a little loud, like too loud to really communicate, as Martin was, or I guess, expressing concern. But when it wasn't too loud, which was the majority of the festival, it did actually add quite a bit to the atmosphere of the thing. I think it's a great idea.
But I definitely don't want to have to raise my voice at all to talk over music. I mean, I talk to my partners while I'm juggling, and you know, I end up with a sore throat from that if the music is so loud. So it's a real risk.
Sure.
Martin, your stance on this issue is well known and certainly came up during the deliberations of the Fun. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, let's move on to the vote. Is there anyone opposed to the recommendations of the Fun Committee for the 2011 Fest? Any abstentions? Motion passes, and the Fun Fund is approved. Yay.
Yeah, now we can start putting out the word. You know, I'll probably can send the proposals to you guys. I send them to Kim, but I can send them to all the board members, board plus whatever, so you can take a look at it and see the breakdown and see everything. And then that way you can start spreading the word as well by word of mouth. And, of course, we're going to have it on the website. You know, I mean, just the lounge is going to be a huge thing. I think the parade is a great thing. I think, the gauntlet is going to blow people's minds. So these are all things that are new in some way. Well, new relative to what we've been doing for the last 10 years or so. So that's going to be cool.
Matt, I have one last thought for you about the remainder, and I think just a small amount of money could go a long way at the fire show. It's totally, or the fire thing, it's totally awesome. The fire department's going to be there, and we want to use that. And sometimes at a fire jam, the just runs out. People are supplying their own. People are flying in.
Right.
There's not going to be much fuel. $200, $300 would allow the fire circle to continue and not be burdensome and not end really early. And we went to all that money to pay for the fire department. We should invest in a little fuel to keep that thing going, just a little.
That's a good idea, Kevin. Where would we get fuel locally in Rochester?
I'm sure it's not a problem. I mean, I could consult on what type and how, but I can guarantee you we can get fuel in Rochester, Minnesota.
Okay. Do me a favor. Can you look into that and get back to me? Because I think it's a good idea, and it's certainly not a lot of money. We could definitely throw a couple hundred bones at it, probably.
Freaking movie. I'm writing it down. I'm on it.
Okay. Thanks,
are we just talking about white gas, Kevin?
Yes, and actually the ideal is to have some different types of fuel. White gas is the primary fuel. Paraffin lamp oil is also nice. Some performers prefer it, and if you were looking to save money, you could go with kerosene, but it's much smokier and smellier. It would probably, when everyone went back into the gym, smell. So white gas and paraffin lamp oil.
Okay, no problem. I'm sure Jim can get all of that at the local Walmart, so...
Yes.
You know,
awesome.
That's easy.
Cool. All right, I'll bring it up at our next meeting. And Mike, I'll see you there, of course, once we finally figure out what day we're actually going to do it on.
Yep.
I'm still looking at everybody's schedule to figure out when we're going to do this.
Okay,
anything else for Matt and the Fun Committee? If not, just hoping everyone took a look at the membership report that Marilyn filed. Make sure that you take a look at that. Education, Kevin and Aaron, do you have anything there? No, we didn't meet last night.
We didn't meet last night, yeah, so there's not much of a report with education right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Got a logo attached to the feedback form.
Yeah, we have an evaluation form now ready to go out to all the teachers that we've been working with, and two grants that we know we're going to be applying for, and still looking for some others. But
awesome, awesome. All right, good, thanks. Tom, anything in marketing and promotions?
Yeah, I've got a couple of things I'd like to run down real quick. First is the video tutorial contest. So far, we have 9 entries, which is pretty super cool. If you compare this to where we were last year at this date, just along the same timeline, I think we've got about twice as many. And I've heard rumors here and there about people getting stuff together, so that's pretty exciting. I actually got another entry today that, for some reason, some guy was entering for somebody else, and it wasn't actually, like, it didn't even mention the IJ anywhere in it, so I... Anyway, there's a lot of people interested and excited about it, not limited to myself. both the Street Juggling and Juggling Central blogs are covering this event. They're putting up weekly digests with all of the current entries, which is pretty neat. So there's some buzz there. I guess that's most of what's happening with YouTube contest. I was going to ask Kevin McBeth, if you could send me an email with all the prizes that are in, because I'd like to follow up with people that haven't sent you their stuff quite yet, but we can do that some other time. And I'd also like to get a copy of the standard donation receipt that we do for monetary things, so I can use that as a part of a template for the thank you and acknowledgement letters that I'll be sending all of our donors. One other thing that I'd like to do is for the polling that happens at the end of the submission period. Last year I put a survey in that was required for everybody. I'm thinking about making it optional, you know, just so people who have things to say that they can say it anonymously, for better or for worse, you know, however that goes. And I was wondering if any of you had any ideas for questions to be included in that survey. We don't have to talk about that now, but I will make a thread on Board Plus about that. So if any of you guys have programs that you're interested in hearing feedback from the masses, that would be pretty cool. One other thing was I was hanging out with Ryan Mellers. I don't know if any of you guys know him. He's a guy that runs ministrymanipulation.com. He's also, I don't know if he's one of the founding members or what, but of contactjuggling.org. And there's been a lot of chatter on .org recently about the Fushigi article that was in Juggle magazine. I've been talking to them about possibly writing a formal article response for Juggle magazine. I need to talk to Alan Howard about the actual process about that, but I'm trying to get them more involved. And some members on .org were also interested in having sort of an informal question and answer session with some of the IJ board members. I would like to do that for sure. They were interested in talking to Kevin Axtell.
Hey, there he is. What's up?
Aaron Stevens was also brought up.
Thanks, man.
So that's if you guys are interested in thinking on that, that would be rad.
I assume their intentions are good. They're not coming after us. They're good folks.
Yeah, sure. And my thoughts on that were, we can set up a thread on there that says, hey, you know, some of us will answer whatever questions you have, you know, just sort of like a round table open forum thing. They write out questions, and then some of us can write responses, you know.
Cool.
It's definitely a more supportive environment than, like, rec.juggling is sometimes, even though not everyone on .org is necessarily excited about the IJ's existence, you know. So I don't know. I think it could be a valuable bridge-building opportunity right there.
Cool. I mean,
yeah, that's that. One other thing about marketing. Mike, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. I've tried to upload the that video that you sent me. For some reason, it's not doing it. I'm having Taylor Glenn said that she would upload the raw file that she has
So she's going to get on that, and I'll deal with all of the text and everything in there.
Okay, awesome. Just so we can get that link ready for next Monday, Tom, so that we can post it along with the registration info.
Yeah, absolutely. That should be no problem whatsoever. She and I talked this morning very briefly, and it sounds like she's going to have it up by the end of tonight. But it is a huge file, as you
mm-hmm.
well remember. And one other thing about marketing, I was talking to people, like I was up at the University of Victoria Festival in BC this past weekend. And when I told people that there was a campsite nearby, I didn't mention anything about possible, you know, subsidized anything, you know, that we've been talking about. They were very excited, and nobody had really heard that there was a campsite nearby, one way or the other. So even if we're not going to be doing any kind of subsidized shuttle or any kind of ground transportation, I really do think that we need to make it abundantly clear that there is a campground nearby, even if it has no IJ affiliation whatsoever. You know, if we're not going to you know, pay for any kind of travel, I think that we need to make people make it abundantly clear that there is a campsite nearby, because that is a huge selling point for people. And also,
well, we mentioned it on the introductory page for the whole site, and then it's at the bottom of the page that talks about lodging and hotels, so it gets
yeah. I'm well aware of the fact that it's on there, but there are people who aren't necessarily as scrutinizing about it, so I think we need to really, I guess for lack of a better word, like pimp out the fact that there is a campground
sure.
nearby. Like in all of our things, you know, like sure we say that there are hotels, but we should also post right alongside that. Like even in the this promo video that we're putting out, I'm gonna add a line there saying, you know, there are hotels and a campground which is dirt cheap right next door. You know, it's just like a 5-minute drive away. We just need to throw that in people's faces. Yeah, so that's really that. I guess I've got one more thing about a YouTube contest, so that's what we're gonna vote on later. So I'll bring it up.
What are you doing?
So that's that.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Any other questions for Tom? Hearing none, we'll move on to our motions for consideration. Item A is the motion to approve Taylor Glenn as the IJA video coordinator. Someone to make that motion, please.
I'll make a motion to approve Taylor Glenn as the IJA video coordinator.
Wow. Okay. Any discussion?
Taylor's the best person possible for this job I think that we've ever had, and I think she's great and fabulous and will do wonderfully.
I second that.
Maybe not the best person ever, but she's a great, great candidate.
I agree.
I'll put it that way.
I agree as well. And she's very excited about the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Good.
All right. If there's no further discussion.
Just for my clarification, I'm sorry. What exactly, in case people ask me, okay, Taylor Glenn's video coordinator, what does she do? How do I tell them in 5-4
seconds? She is responsible in some part working with Mike as well as whoever our videographer is for the festival in putting together the contract for the fest, as well as taking care of replication of the DVDs. Basically everything that it takes to put the DVD together to get it out there.
Okay. So basically festival video equals Taylor, basically.
And any other video projects that we come up with. I mean, in the past we've talked about doing a Decades of Champions DVD, which kind of fell through because of the royalty-free music issue. But that's something we can take a look at again, because when we had a bunch of DVDs and videos in our store was when we were making money in the store. Since we've had to pull them, we've not been making as much money in the store. So she would be in charge of projects like that, coordinating the editors that we need, getting together the raw footage that we need, that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Thank you.
What about online videos as well?
Yeah. She,
I mean, where
sure
she's about, because I know she's
mm-hmm.
coordinator for the Yep videos as well, so.
Exactly.
That fits right in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, we'll go to the vote. Anyone opposed to the approval of Taylor Glenn as the IJA video coordinator? Any abstentions? That item is approved. Moving on to Motion B, motion to approve Niels Dunker's proposal for work as an IJA European representative. Niels had sent me an email, I believe he sent it to the entire board, with different ideas he had for promoting the IJA in Europe. And that is attached to this agenda. So we need a motion so that we can discuss this, please.
I'll make that motion, Kevin A.
A second, please.
I'll second. This is Tom.
Okay. And discussion. I can tell you this. His idea about Cascade, I believe I'm pronouncing that right.
Cascade.
Yeah, we do have an exchange program with them. Alan Howard exchanges ad space in Juggle magazine for us getting ad space in their magazine. But what he's looking for is a new design to that ad.
New design and change of language.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense. Yep.
Yep.
What about even like an ad with multiple languages? Is that like
that's what he's suggesting?
That's what he's talking about.
Having a mission statement in German, French, Spanish, and in English in every publication.
But as far as approving him, I'm all for it. And yeah.
Well, I think he's, and this is the way I understood him. Please let me know if you will support this strategy. And he will start looking into the budget. So right now he's just looking for the board to say, yes, we want him to move forward and actually present us with a budget for moving forward with these items.
Yeah.
So we're not approving any kind of expenditure of money right now. We're just approving the idea and saying, yeah, Niels, go.
Yeah.
So is everyone okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about time we started using other languages.
No kidding.
Yeah,
oh, definitely. All right, well, let's move on to the vote then. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? The motion is approved. And I will email both Taylor and Niels tonight right after the meeting. Item C, motion to permit Bill Barr to seek some grant support for the IJA benefit show. Someone to make this motion, please.
I'll make the motion. This is Richard.
Someone to second.
Second, Matt.
And discussion. I put Bill's explanation there just in case some of you didn't have it in front of you.
Once again, I think this is an easy one. Bill's a great guy. He's definitely motivated. You know, I don't see a downside here. Do you?
The only thing that, as Aaron had pointed out, and I don't know whether this was in a communication to everyone, Aaron.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It's
okay.
Oh, sorry. I'll explain. Just making sure that he's not applying for the same grants we are for, yep, which is pretty easy to do. So.
Yeah.
Just because we both have an education focus, don't want the crossover there.
That makes sense.
As long as he's willing to agree to check in with us before he applies for anything, we're all good.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a motion that we're going to pass. You know, he has to check in with whoever the grant writer is to just to verify.
Okay,
with
then
the coordinators, yeah.
So would this be just checking in to say, I'm applying for this grant, or would he actually show us the application before sending it off?
I think the easiest way to solve it is basically to tell him what grants we've applied for and say, mm-hmm, don't apply for those. Because we already know what we're doing, right? I mean,
not necessarily all of them. Yeah, I mean, we're still working in progress as well.
You see, I mean, if we can't apply for that, how can we hold him back from that?
I think if we haven't, you know, done it yet, we definitely can hope and expect to, but that's not enough of a reason to stop him from applying any that we might potentially apply for.
Yeah, definitely. No. We have two specifically, yeah. I mean, I think there won't be any overlap for the most part, but I still think it would be good for him just to check in with the EF coordinator just to say, hey, this is what I'm planning to apply for, just for communication.
I was just thinking it'd be nice if someone could look over the applications before it goes out, just so we have two sets of eyes on any application, whether it's Bill Barr's grants or EF grants.
Absolutely.
Yep, I like that idea.
So, because if we're, you know, public face on this stuff, we want to make sure there aren't any slips of language or something like that. So.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, do you guys feel there's an amendment needed to this motion where it would be communication with the program coordinator as well?
Yes, how about something like we approve Bill to seek out the grants along with communication.
Yeah, the motion is to permit Bill Barr to seek some grant support for the IJFM show, right?
Right.
Then the amendment could read, motion to permit Bill Barr to seek some grant support with the IJ Bennett to show, confirm his grant coordinate his grant writing with the YEP coordinator before, you know, applying for such grants, something like that.
That sounds good.
Okay. Yep, I like that.
It doesn't say what Kevin brought up, but I think we can just kind of state that to him, too.
Yeah.
I think look it over.
Right. That falls sufficiently under the coordinates, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Provided that he coordinates said grant writing efforts with the YV coordinator to avoid any duplication or redundancy of grant writing. You know, you go on forever.
Okay, so Matt, are you making that amendment motion then?
Yes, I'm submitting it.
Okay. We need a second to the amendment motion, please.
I'll second. This is Tom.
Okay, any further discussion?
I think it's a good idea.
Okay, then let's go to the vote. Anyone opposed to Bill Barr being permitted to seek some grant support for the IJA benefit show, provided he coordinate grant writing efforts with the YEP program? Anyone abstaining? Okay, vote is approved. Motion is approved. Item D, motion to allow Mike Sullivan, in his role as future festival site coordinator, to attend the Connect Marketplace 2011 show in Chicago, August 25th through 27th in 2011. Someone to make that motion, please.
I'll make the motion. This is Tom.
A second, please.
Second.
Aaron. I'll second.
Okay. And discussion.
I have a little bit of discussion, only that, and of course, you know, I love and appreciate everything Mike does. It does sound like we're in really good position already for so many future fests. I was just curious what Mike thought the specific benefits to his attending, how would that relate to a better conference? I wasn't quite seeing the connection, but not, you know, entirely opposed. So I'd be interested, if Mike's still on the line, to hear from him.
Yes, Kevin. The idea would be that by next August we will have signed, or will be probably very close to signing, for 2013. So we will then need to start looking for serious candidates for 2014 and 2015, which might be a whole different group of cities, depending on where we go next. So this is kind of like a treadmill that we're on, and we'll always need to be talking to new cities year after year as We book one festival after another. So the investment by the IJA is minimal. It'll probably just be my parking and tolls to get me to and from the airport here. Everything else will be paid for by the sponsor. And this will save us and our potential host cities a lot of time because I'll be able to meet with dozens of them in 1 or 2 days and eliminate ones that we know won't be suitable and be able to narrow down the list of ones that will be suitable. So it will also be a big time savings.
Excellent. So ultimately, it should save time and money.
Yes, and probably give us access to candidate cities that we wouldn't have figured out to contact on our own or wouldn't know that we exist.
Thank you. That helped a lot.
Any further discussion? If not, we'll go to the vote. Anyone opposed to the motion to approve for Mike Sullivan to attend the Connect Marketplace in 2011? Any abstentions? Motion passes.
Yay.
Yay, Mike.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Item E, motion to approve 20% bad debt allowance to be used for the 2010 financial report. Motion, please.
I'll make that motion. I'll second it. This is Tom.
Okay. And discussion, please.
This is still what your primary recommendation and preference, right, Kevin?
That's correct.
All right.
Based on the email that was distributed after the last board meeting.
Yep.
Right.
For that.
So this predominantly accounts for the potential for the donor to pass away before the donation string is complete.
Has he even asked about this? Because I know that was one thing we brought up before.
I did email Iwi even before the last meeting.
Right.
When we first started discussing this. And he never sent back indication as to whether he was for it or against it.
He's not for it. His own dying clause, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
And neither are we.
No, not at all. But I do see the need for us to kind of, and I've checked with, like, my local cancer society and other nonprofits around here that take in charitable donations, and the bad debt allowance is something they all do, given significant donations.
Yeah, I think it's a prudent thing to do. I think it's us being responsible whether or not, you know, there is any hard feeling. I would rather we do it and there be some kind of, you know, whatever, than us not doing it and it possibly being a catastrophe.
Right.
And I think one thing that might help us out a little bit more is that when we go to post the financial statements, we go ahead and forward a copy to the donor and let them know that this is not to reflect badly on them in any way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
like that. I mean, we want to just make it clear that this is, you know, things that happen in life. And
this is a common practice that's done.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's just be upfront about the communication.
Yeah. And I mean, when I guess some of us did meet with the donor, the fact of mortality was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not new territory to be discussed. It's just, you know, I think it's just responsible on our part, like in terms of our own financial practices.
Right. Okay. Well, is there any further discussion? If not, we'll go to the vote. Anyone opposed to the motion to approve 20% debt allowance to be used for the 2010 financial reports? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Item F, motion to alter the video tutorial contest rules to reflect a per instructor unit vote instead of a per video vote, allowing for no one person to win multiple prizes unless they also submit as part of a group.
Yeah.
And Tom, you want to make that?
Yeah, I'll make the motion. Let's do that.
Okay. And a second, please?
Second?
Seconded. Oh, go ahead.
And discussion?
Oh, yeah. So just a really quick explanation of what this is. Basically, last year, the voting that took place at the end of the entry period was four individual videos. So let's say, you know, Tony Steinbach is the guy that won last year. He got first place, and he only made one video. But had he made three videos, there is a possibility that he would have won the top three prizes. This is not something that did happen. Nobody last year won multiple prizes. But this year, seeing as how the prizes are all large, I think they're all large enough to inspire a lot of campaigning. And I've just thought that it would be a good way to kind of curb the possibility of somebody campaigning to the point where they win, you know, $5,000 worth of stuff. And it makes the contest a little bit more fair as well. So say, you know, Tony were to enter again this year and he made three, it'd just be his name on the ballot. It wouldn't be each individual video would be voted for. It would just be Tony Steinbach and he made these three. So that's kind of the way that would work. And then say if Tony and somebody else, let's say Tony and I made an entry, this is not something that's happening, just to be clear. So Tony and Tom would be a name listed next to Tony's thing, so they'd be able to be voted on separately, as Tony and somebody else is a separate instructional unit, a separate instructor unit, if that makes sense. So mm-hmm. If it's a team of instructors, they've got their own line item on the poll.
Cool. Tom, this is Kevin. I was just curious because you did post and advertise to make multiple videos, and it's theoretically possible some people have already or are in the process of doing multiple videos. How will you let that go to their advantage? Should someone go to the effort to make three quality tutorials, for example?
Well, the way that I was thinking about it was if somebody makes three quality videos, that's three times more exposure that they're getting than anyone else because they made three things to be seen.
It's just going to be a name on the vote? Will people
be name on?
You're not actually voting on the video itself.
Yeah, it's going to be the name, but next to the name is going to say what videos they made. So it's not just, you know, names in the mist, I guess.
So if someone made three videos, their name will appear three times as a different vote. Do you see what I'm saying? How will that be addressed?
Would it appear at the same time, though?
That's what happened last year. Last year was, you know, if you made three videos, you know, you made a poi video, a devil stick video, and a cigar box video, it would be Kevin XL, cigar boxes, Kevin XL, poi, you know, like that. This time it would just say Kevin XL, and like there's a subscript to that, it'll say what you made.
Got it.
Yeah.
So the way it could benefit somebody making three videos is, like you said, they have three different videos, contact, hoop, and toss juggling, and it appeals to three different crowds, and suddenly they have more votes because of the exposure they're getting with their videos.
Exactly. So it means that your votes won't be split across different videos, too. So you won't be divided and conquered. It would be, you know, all your votes get pooled together.
Okay.
Huh.
But really, this is more a measure against active campaigning because I do know that campaigning, I don't want to say it's an issue because, I mean, it's a fact of life. But I'm just terrified of the thought of somebody campaigning to the point where they are, you know, 1,000 votes in the lead for the top three spots, and it's kind of an unfair thing, and that could cause some hurt, you know, just within people that entered. And I just think it's more fair to run it this way.
I agree and I support the change. I do just want to add that the active campaigning is indeed what we want. That's part of exposure, is getting people to actively campaign. Again, doesn't change my perspective. I'm still going to vote for it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I do agree that campaigning is, you know, it's good for the IJ. It is what, you know, it brings our name to people that otherwise might not have heard of us, you know, so it's good exposure for us. So this won't reduce, it won't eliminate the active campaigning. It will eliminate a possible negative outcome of active campaigning on our side.
Got it.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, any further discussion? If not, we'll move ahead to the vote. Anyone opposed to the motion to alter the video tutorial contest rules? Any Abstentions? Motion passes.
Cool. I'll get an updated copy of the rules that reflect these changes to David to put on the website tonight or tomorrow.
Cool. Okay, our last item for this evening is what Tom had brought up and asked to be added at the beginning of the meeting. Motion to approve Tom Wall as World Juggling Day 2011 director.
I'll
someone to make that motion, please.
I'll make
this
it.
This is Matt. I'll move for it.
In a second.
This is Kevin. I'll second.
Okay. And discussion.
Yeah, people tell me why I should do it or why I shouldn't do it, please.
Do it because you're good at getting fabulous prizes.
Yeah.
So I think this is good just to have the vendor, like the vendor discount program coordinator and the person interacting with our vendors doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one contact, and they know what we've already asked for and stuff like that. So it's not like one person shows up saying, hey, donate stuff, and then someone else shows up the next month saying, hey, donate stuff.
Yeah.
So it gives us a little bit more tact.
We can maintain our already established rapport.
Exactly, and that's why I had thought of you for this position, but I also didn't want you burning out on stuff either.
I am very interested in doing this. I am also a little worried about that whole burnout thing that you bring up. I would be interested in running this event, provided that...
I'm still on my conference call for the IJA, the International Juggler Association.
Ah!
Board. There's the black one up in a secret spot.
There. Oh, there!
Matt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to go now.
All right.
Okay.
You have
I hung in as long as I could.
That's okay. Yeah, thanks for staying.
I must go now.
All right. Bye, Matt. Have fun.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, okay, so as I was saying, like, I'm interested in taking this role, but provided that I can count on some other people for some help when I need help, because I don't want to do it as solo as I do the YouTube tutorial thing, because...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a lot of stuff to tackle, and I feel like World Juggling Day should be something that's as big or bigger than I hope the YouTube tutorial contest will grow to be. So if I can count on you guys for some support and for lots of spitballing ideas and stuff, I already have some ideas. I'll make a post about it on Board Plus soon. I would be happy to do it, so long as I can count on my friends.
Yeah, you've got my support, Tom, and in fact, if you want, I have several connections for T-shirts and T-shirt designs and stuff, so
cool.
If you need help in that department, I would be more than happy to help you in that area.
Word, that's great.
Heads up about T-shirts. I think we sold a total of 17 last year.
Sure.
Keep that in mind.
I do have an idea regarding the T-shirts that I will, I guess I'll post later. I think that there is a better way to go about doing some of this stuff.
Okay.
So I'll bring all that up. But yeah, let's just go ahead and vote if everybody's cool with voting. But I'll do it. Let's do it.
Cool. All righty. So if there's no further discussion, we'll move to the vote. Is there anyone opposed to Tom Wall being World Juggling Day Coordinator for 2011? Any abstentions? Motion's approved. Congratulations, Tom. And we're all here to back you.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Anything for Varia tonight?
We got to get it out there that there's a fire thing.
Definitely.
Don't know that.
I'm all excited because I tried to make it work in Sparks and it didn't work, so I'm all excited this year.
Ironic that they wouldn't go for fire in a city named Sparks, huh, Kim?
You know what I went through for that, and they just wouldn't fudge. It was incredible.
Let me tell you how easy it was in Rochester. I brought this up at our meeting with the guy, and he goes, "Oh yeah, the chief of the fire chief is my next door neighbor. I'll ask him about it tonight." And I heard from him the next day. He says, "Yeah, that's fine. We just want you to have a 10-pound ABC fire extinguisher there. Other than that, you can do what you want."
That's crazy.
I got the solution to Martin's concern about a DJ. We get a DJ for the fire jam.
There you
Perfect.
Go.
Everybody wins.
Sounds great to me because it'll be outside.
All right.
Late night DJ too.
And for those who weren't in on the call yet before we started the formal meeting, I just want to share that I did talk with the insurance person, with the provider for our performers insurance through the IJA. They have a new program, a new offering called Event Planner Insurance, which is international. It covers you in any country.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to talk to him more about that. And also to see if the premium that he quoted me of $475 is a one-event price or whether that covers that event planner for an entire year. And if it's for an entire year, that means that whoever would be our IRC contact person, coordinator,
mm-hmm.
They would be named on the policy, and all of our IRC events would then be covered. So,
definitely keep us up to date about that.
And too, just with the IRCs, just to give an update there, we do have a proposal that's written and ready to come to the board as soon as we do figure out the insurance stuff. So if this goes through, that is wonderful. They have found insurance that would cover specifically the competitors and/or the judges, depending on what we felt was needed. But I just don't know. I know event insurance generally covers a lot more than that. But that's what they've been able to come up with on their end. But if we can do this, that would be wonderful. They're a super amazing group to be working with, really well organized. They've got a fun outdoor festival, camping festival with big circus tents and everything going on. So really excited to go down there and make some connections. Also, speaking about things in other languages, I think it would be great to get some brochures in Spanish to pass them around while we're down there.
Yeah.
Possible. So that's something we can talk about too next meeting.
Yeah, definitely.
Talk with Mike about this festival. Yeah.
Yeah. Is Mike? Are you still on?
Yes.
Yeah. If you could send Aaron and myself the file for the brochure that you had printed, the Rochester brochure.
Sure.
That would be awesome because we could just go ahead and there's no harm in starting to get it translated now. Kevin and I can work on
something. Yeah, we have a translator who's happy to translate anything. We also have a translator. What's that?
I only have the finished PDF. I don't have the original artwork file.
Oh yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, we just want the words translated specifically.
Okay. I'll send it right now.
Okay.
Sweet.
Great.
Thank you so much.
We also have, and this is Omero Mena, who's come to the IJA the last 2 years, and he's willing to translate all the rules for the competition as well.
Cool.
He's also going to be the coordinator for the IRC to arrange the judges, assuming all this gets passed via vote, of course, and is willing to take on, all the different details, including potential prelims, and they've got a great marketing strategy, too, for how to get competitors. So.
Awesome.
Yep.
It's looking good.
Yeah, I've been consistently impressed with everything.
Consistently impressed, yeah. And they offered all the IJA people coming down insurance as well while we're down there, which was above and beyond anything expected. But
I also spoke with Anthony Shave before he moved to Brazil, a couple days before he flew out, and we were talking about the IRC. And about possibly getting medals specifically cast just for the IRC that we sponsor. But I told him price may be an issue.
Right.
He had said that, if it's a matter of $400 or $500, he would be willing to, if two or three other people are willing to go in on it with him, he would be willing to chip in money to get a special cast of metal made up just for the IRC competitions.
Cool.
Very cool.
That would be really ideal. And, yeah, and obviously this metal could be used repeatedly, you know, and we can have it etched in the back, Mexico 2011, you know, or first place, whatever. But that would be really great to have it.
I will call the people that cast our joggling medals and the IJA championships medals.
Find out the costs.
And find out the costs so that we know what we're working with and see if we can find a couple more people willing to chip in a couple bucks.
Cool. Yeah, I'd be more than willing to help try and find some quotes to get it made in a different company, because I know we've had some issues with the current company in the past.
The current company, the biggest problem is getting things shipped in a timely manner.
Yeah. So didn't you say it took a long time, and we probably couldn't get it by June, potentially?
Yeah, no. I mean, that's a pretty big problem for if we're doing this, you know, and it's possibly going to be happening in 5 months, you know. So long as, if you send me some numbers to compare it against, I'd be more than happy to write some emails and see what's up.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, so that's Tom and Aaron that gets the flyers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the way.
I can send those to Omero.
Okay, yeah, we're cool. Yeah, and if he needs any help or any direction.
Oh, right, and you can do stuff too, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And you can always look it over once it's done to make sure it's translated well.
Totally. Sounds great.
Cool.
Okay. Anything else for Varia tonight?
Is anyone going to juggle this in Brooklyn in 2 weeks? Question mark.
You mean juggle this?
Juggle this, yeah.
I'll be at Juggle This.
Sweet, I'm going to be there too.
Awesome. Yay.
Cool.
Look for me. I'm usually on the left side wall as you walk in the doors.
Okay, cool. I will keep my eyes peeled.
Awesome. I'll watch for you, too.
One other quick thing, just to let you know about Props to You. We did get one more donation in recently of 50 clubs to go to Afghanistan, which is huge.
That's huge, dude.
So that's a total of, well over 300 balls, well over 60 clubs, cigar boxes, rings, hats, Diablos, all kinds of fun stuff. So, and we've got a great group that we're working with for shipping. They're still waiting on the okay from the Afghanistan government to make the shipment happen. So it still could be several months out, unfortunately. He said it just takes a lot of time to make a big shipment like this happen. So they're not giving me a projected date anymore, he said. But it's going to happen eventually. So.
Cool. Is there a Facebook page for the Props to You thing?
There's not yet. That's something. I'm actually working with somebody to create a logo before I create that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, once you have that sorted out, and if you want to write up a press release, I'll throw that on the IJ's Facebook and try and generate some kind of buzz. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, totally. And then the next one will be for Ethiopia. We're trying to figure out because we have what's his name? Mela from
Malaku Lasanu.
Say it again. Malaku Lasanu. That's it.
Yep.
He's coming, and he goes by Mela, but he is willing to take it back with him if we can figure out how much it costs to get an extra big bag on the plane for him. So that'll be a lot cheaper than sending it through mail.
Yeah,
we're going to have a bunch of props coming in for that as well. So
that makes a lot of sense.
What's that?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep. So,
cool
stuff.
Yep. Awesome job.
Next meeting.
I do not have a calendar in front of me. When's the third Wednesday?
16th, Tim.
Okay.
What day was that?
16th.
Okay.
Of March. Let me see.
That works good for us. The 23rd doesn't work for us.
Right.
Well, we're actually supposed to be on the third Wednesday anyway, but I know we've been adjusting. I can't go any later than the 16th because I'll be starting dress rehearsals for the musical that I'm directing. So
cool.
Yeah, there's a chance that I'll be in Quebec on that day, but there's also a good chance that I won't be. So as usual, I will abstain from any anything. Yeah.
And he might just be in Korea. You never know. just kidding.
Okay. Well, we'll set it for March 16th.
Hey, Kim.
At 8. What was that?
Would it be possible to do 8:15? I have 5:45 meetings at work that tend to run late.
If no one's opposed, is there anyone opposed to starting at 8:15?
Fine by me.
Okay. All right.
Especially because I don't know if I'll be there.
So March 16th, 2011 at 8:15 Eastern Time. Someone please make a motion to approve that just so we have it approved.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. And a second.
I'll second. This is Tom.
Okay. And anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Our meeting is March 16th at 8:15 p.m., the year 2011. We need someone to move to adjourn.
I'll make that motion. This is Tom. I'll second it. This is Tom. I'll do something.
Okay. Any discussion of adjournment? Okay. I have 9:34 p.m. Eastern Time. Is there anyone opposed to adjourning? Any abstentions? We are adjourned.
Yay.
Thank you, everyone. Great meeting.
Yeah.
Yay.
Bye-bye.
Kevin Axel.
Have a good month. Bye.
Bye, Aaron. Kevin Axel, maybe we can talk a little bit later, like tomorrow or Friday or something.
Let me think. Tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow's good. Friday's probably not.
Tomorrow's good? Okay. Any particular time?
The same time of the meetings, around 8 o'clock your time.
That's perfect, because I'll be out of my rehearsal by then. So.
Great. And you have the home line. Our cell reception is often choppy here.
No, I don't. I don't think I do. Sure.
Great.
Wait a minute. Let me turn off the recording. No one needs to hear your number. Hang on. Okay, recording should be off now.
Great. 209.
Mm-hmm.
928.
Okay.
1100.
Okie dokie.
All righty, Kim. We'll talk tomorrow. Look forward to it.
Look forward to it, too. You have a great night. Bye, Brandy.
Bye, Kim.
Night, Kevin. Bye.